Hi everyone, Alex Smith here inside the NovaCare Complex Studios, and welcome back for another edition of Stats Only, where we go beyond the box score and tell you everything that you need to know about the Eagles matchups. Today we take a look back at the Atlanta game before moving on to Dallas, and we'll start things off by taking a closer look at Sam Bradford's Eagles debut. While Bradford's first half was shaky at times on Monday night, he rebounded in a huge way in the final two quarters, completing 21 of his 25 passes for 219 yards and a touchdown. In his first regular season action since 2013, Bradford completed a career-best 36 passes on Monday while throwing for 336 yards, the third highest total of his NFL career, completing passes to 10 different Eagles receivers. One of those receivers that Bradford was able to find often on Monday night was running back Darren Sproles, who has lived up to all expectations since joining the Eagles in 2014, providing a reliable pass-catching option out of the backfield. Sproles once again proved this week why he is Mr. Monday Night Football. Sproles was a huge piece of the Eagles' second half comeback effort on Monday, catching 7 passes for 76 yards and tallying 126 total yards from scrimmage. Sproles now has 592 career receiving yards on Monday Night Football, the 6th highest total all-time amongst running backs, trailing only Keith Byers, Marcus Allen, Tony Dorsett, and Marshall Faulk. Sproles has done his damage in limited opportunities as well, as he and Faulk are the only players in that top 6 list who have played fewer than 20 games on Monday night. One of the biggest storylines heading into Sunday's game against Dallas is that the Cowboys will be without all-pro wide receiver Dez Bryant, and while Bryant is obviously a huge part of that offense, the numbers showed an interesting trend of how the Cowboys were able to move the ball without him on the field. In Sunday night's primetime win against the Giants, Dallas ran 49 plays with Bryant in the lineup. With number 88 on the field, the Cowboys gained 278 yards, averaging 5.7 yards per play. After Dez left the game with a broken bone in his foot, Dallas ran 22 plays, gaining 160 yards, good for an average of 7.3 yards per play, proving that even without Bryant, Tony Romo and the Cowboys offense can still find ways to move the ball. That will wrap things up for the Week 2 edition of Stats Only. We'll see you back here next week on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.